Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The misconception that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood is the general Muslim notion that Jesus was lifted alive from this earth. He was lifted alive to the heavens from this earth. This is what Muslims generally believe. Now, if we analyze this whole belief in the light of the Quran, we'll find that it is absolutely against the Quran. The Quran explicitly states that God gave death to Jesus and he died the way people die. And the only thing is that in one place, the Quran clearly mentions that after his death, the Almighty has lifted his corpse from this earth so that the Jews are not given a chance to mutilate it or distort it or disfigure it. So the Quranic words are inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya. At one instance in Surah Ali Imran, the Almighty addresses Jesus and tells him that I'll give death to you and then lift you up to me, which means that lift his dead body to him, to God himself. It cannot be regarded in any way that here word tawaffa or mutawaffika is used in any metaphorical sense. Similarly, we find that another place in Surah Maida, there is this dialogue which is cited in the Quran, which will take place in the hereafter between Jesus and God. There too, the words used by Jesus are فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. When you gave death to me, you were the one, he's addressing God, you were the one who was watching over them. So these two words are absolutely explicit and they clearly say that God Almighty gave death to Jesus. As far as the fact, as the verse I quoted earlier says that Jesus was lifted up, it says that after giving death to Jesus, his body would be lifted to the heavens, because as I said, there was a chance that the Jews might disfigure his body. So this is an absolutely clear verdict from the Quran, and in the presence of this verdict, we cannot believe otherwise. Similarly, the verse in Surah Ali Imran, which at one instance says "Barrafa'ahu Allahu ilayhi," which means that God had lifted Jesus to him, would also be interpreted in the light of these two clear verses, which says that this lifting of Jesus, as this verse mentions, actually means lifting his dead body, because the other verse has clarified that after giving death to him, his body would be lifted. So this verse too will be interpreted in the light of the clear and the more detailed verses. So we need to understand the fact that the word tawaffa in Arabic, when used in this, means death. We know that at times it metaphorically is used for sleep also. For example, we know that at one place in the Quran it is said وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ, which means that it is God who gives you death at night. Of course, metaphorically implying the fact that that sleep is like death. But then again, the word bilayl or night is a concomitant factor, is a clear indication of the fact that here the word death is used metaphorically for sleep. But in the absence of any such indication, we cannot regard the word tawaffa or the word mutawaffika or the word death to imply anything other than death itself. And here, as I said, it is very clear in the Quran and in these two instances that God Almighty is saying explicitly that he will give death to Jesus. And at one, the other instance, Jesus himself is admitting the fact that he was the one who died in this world. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي, he's telling God that when you gave death to me. So in the presence of these two verses, we cannot but believe in the fact or but realize the fact that the Quran is explicitly stating that God gave death to Jesus. He did not lift him alive to heavens, as is the case with most Muslims, they believe this. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.